Good morning and welcome to our morning show from WRCO as we get set for the final couple of morning shows of 2024. We've had a great year talking with community friends. Today we're going to talk on the first half of the show about Simon's Recreation Complex. Joining us in studio is Sarah Schultz, and later on we'll join Mary Rose Bailey by telephone to talk about their Simon's experience. But good morning to you, Sarah.
Good morning, Phil.
Awesome to have you in here today. So let's talk a little bit about your history with the Simons.
Let's do that. let's see. Well, what really brought me to work or to go to Simon's was the pool. I had two boys that were like 5 and 7, and I think swimming lessons is incredibly important. It can save your life. So we started to go to Simon's for that. And my kids liked it so much, we started to do the swim team at Simon's. And that's always exciting and fun. You get to see lots of small towns of Southwest Wisconsin. And my kids really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. I started to go into the gym more often. Do your best. You try to do your best to have a regular workout routine. And eventually a couple of people kept saying, you should come do class. So then I started to do that. And it's kind of nice to be told what to do, because if left to my own devices, I might just stay on a machine and look at a magazine the whole time.
But there's positive peer group pressure when you go to the Simons, isn't there?
It is. It's a good thing. You've got people around you who will encourage you. They will, let you know it's okay. You don't have to use the 25-pound weights to do your bicep curls. You can use the 10. It's okay. We just want you here and want you fit, want you active. It's good for your brain, good for your heart. Yeah.
All of those good things.
Absolutely.
Do you listen to music when you work out?
I do.
Do you?
I do.
What is your jam?
Oh, boy. What is my jam? Gosh. I'll do 80s hair bands, Little Motley Crue, little Def Leppard.
You find out like a fast song, you're going like, you're pushing yourself a little bit more?
Oh yeah. You find the right beat for the elliptical, for the treadmill. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you're not old enough to remember life without the Simons, are you? When the Simons wasn't there?
I am.
Are you?
Yeah. I missed out on... gosh, this is one of the notes I should have had, is when did Simon's, was built? And I don't have that information. But when I was in school, it was not there just yet.
Okay.
But my siblings got to do swim team. And they really enjoyed it too. So, but yeah, I missed out when I was younger. But I would have done it.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you would have. But you've lived in other communities too.
I mean,
and we're so very fortunate in this community to have a facility like that, aren't we?
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. And there's so much that, the space is open 24 hours a day, which most gyms are. But they used to be the only show in town way back when. And to have a pool is incredible. I mean, the possibilities for people that need kind of the hydrotherapy, resistant but not impact physical activity, that especially as we get older, the knees hurt, the joints hurt, that the water aerobics is a great thing for people's health and body.
Yeah, most definitely. How many classes are you involved in now, Sarah?
If I have a good week, I'll make it 4 nights a week. And there are classes every night at 5:30, a different variety of cardio and core work and fun things like that. But there's also classes in the pool, different sessions of, I think there's even like a, I mean, the pool's open 5 a.m. in the morning, and there's lots of people that do lap swimming. There's also land classes that are like gentle impact. There's yoga, there's chair yoga, I believe. There's a wide variety of things. There's something for everybody in there.
I think the biggest thing, it's usually the fact of just getting motivated to get through that first time, and then after you get over that...
It is true. The hardest thing is getting out your own door.
Uh-huh.
It really is. And once you get there, it's you're just so thankful. Like, yeah, why do I fight this every single time? It just is the best thing.
So you mentioned classes. Are you in the pool then for summer classes?
I am not. No. I do the land classes. I like to use weights. I like the physical activity. The pool is, I love to swim. I really do. But honestly, when I do if I try to go into the pool and I try to do lap swimming, I realize how out of shape I really am.
Because you use every muscle in your body, don't you?
Yeah, it's much harder than you think. Like the first lap or two, I can do this. And by number four, you're just like, what was I thinking? I need to do this more, apparently.
But many people use it just to walk.
Absolutely. In the pool. Yeah. And they now in the pool have this large inflatable almost island that they can put out there for events and birthday parties that the kids can play on, slide on, jump off of. It's huge and it's amazing. You should check it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've talked about it before where, boy, it'd be awesome to have a kids party out there and enjoy all of this.
Or maybe a grown-up party.
A grown-up party?
I don't know.
Well, this is the time of year when people are making resolutions. And I read last hour that the top one for Americans is eating healthier and exercise. Those are the two things. And Simon's might be a good New Year's resolution for someone listening.
Absolutely. It's tough to beat. And I know that they also have, typically in February, they will have an event where they want you to keep track of how much have you swam, how much have you been on a treadmill, and there's different prizes for if you compete and finish the events.
So you're a part of that then too?
Nope. Still haven't done that either. Shame on me. But I see other people do it. And I mean, it's great to see the gym filled. And it's kind of, there are certain days, especially, right now between Christmas and New Year's when everyone is so busy. Sometimes the gym isn't as full. And it's kind of like, oh, come on, people. You know you want to be here. It's just, again, getting out the door is the hardest thing.
Yes, it is. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So what times of day do you normally go then?
I will usually go late in the afternoon, early evening. There are classes early in the morning. There's a class that starts at 5:30. And I know that's nothing for you. but for myself, that's just a touch earlier than I would like to be.
But sometimes you get it out of the way.
Very true.
I shouldn't say that like that, but you know what?
Absolutely.
It may be easier to get motivated than the rest of the day. You
can exactly.
Do other things.
Yeah. And I mean, there's a lot of people that once you get into the routine of getting up, getting that workout done, your energy level is so much better throughout the rest of the day. It's tough to beat. It's a good high.
Have you met a lot of new friends at Simon's? Have you?
Yeah, definitely. It's Richland Center. There's a lot of people you already know or you already know of. But there's people that, maybe my paths would not have crossed otherwise. And everyone's great. Everyone's working at their own level. But at the same time, you can push each other. It's great stuff.
And people of all ages, too,
Absolutely.
Sometimes the thought is, well, it's just retired people, but that's not the case.
No. I mean, oftentimes you see the little ones. They're the ones in the pool. Doing the swimming lessons, doing swim team. Maybe like the high school kids are the ones that are in with the weights and they're all trying to, get their...
max out or whatever.
Yeah, that's the word. That's the word I'm looking for. And then there's people like me that are, I'm here. I know it's the right thing to do. So let's just get on the treadmill and away we go. Or get on the elliptical or, whatever your machine of choice, bike, rowing machine, all that good stuff. It's all there for you.
Yeah, they have a lot of good new equipment, it seems like.
Yeah. I can't even remember the name of that cool new machine that they had that you can just swing on into, sit on in, and some of these machines that almost does the work for you.
What? So check out that new machine that you can just swing into and let it do the work for you. Well, good to have you in here. Let's join Mary Rose Bailey. Mary Rose Bailey is joining us today by phone. And we'll check in with Mary Rose. Are you there, Mary Rose?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you?
Doing really well. Hey, good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us here by phone. So give us a little history of your relationship with the Simons Recreation Complex.
Well, I moved to Richland Center about 2.5 years ago, and I don't really know many people still in Richland Center except what I call my Simons Center family. I was looking for some sort of exercise to do and was kind of baffled when I joined the Simons Center. You know, I like the pool, the sauna. I'm not really a gym rat, as they're called, but I love group workouts. And because of Lydia's group workouts, I'm constantly there. I've integrated into one spot in Richland Center. I work in Spring Green, so I'm not in Richland Center a lot. But high priority is Lydia's classes. The 5:30 p.m.s ring my bell. If there's early birds, she's got 5:30 a.m. classes. But I really got to know this core group of people. I went in really quiet. I don't think anyone really even knew my name for the first year. And I just kind of, tiptoed in. And I love how her classes are Choose Your Own Adventure. She brings the moves and can give some suggestions for the amount of weight you're adding to your workout. But it's really like you can go light weights, you can go heavy weights, you can go in between and really choose what kind of workout you want to sign up for that day. Maybe you're not feeling as strong that day. Maybe you're recovering from a cold and you want to go lighter. It's such a wonderful offering, are these workout groups. And you get to meet new friends. And just like Sarah here, so it's one really sweet place that I've integrated in Richland Center, and I'm so grateful for it. And I'm really surprised. I think I talked to you or Gary earlier that I'm just like, why aren't there more people doing this? There are some full days in her workout groups, but there's been this core group over that last 2 years, and I don't know if the times don't work out for people. I'm like, how can we add more? How can we get people excited to come in and work out as a group and be healthy as a group together? So I've kind of been curious about this, and then I was asked to come on. So I think it's a good question to ask your followers too, like write in or call in and what's stopping them.
Mm-hmm. Good point. And I think as we approach New Year's, it's a great New Year's resolution to get healthier, isn't it?
Absolutely.
As far as yourself, do you set goals for yourself, like as we approach a new year, Mary Rose?
I do a little bit. I don't fully invest in it because, you have those goals and then sometimes the New Year's thing happens. But I make them attainable, and just also checking in, not so much setting these goals as checking in, well, where do I want to, what's working for me? Like Lydia's classes are working for me. I'm going to set, an intention of continuing to go to these classes as much as I can. Eating healthy, like what makes my body feel good. And we even have a grocery list. Like these are the like repetitive groceries that we buy that make our body feel good, that, we're fueling our body with. So not so much these big goals that aren't happening right now, but actually like looking back at the past year and what really works for me, what makes me feel good, what supports my happiness and my joy, and really kind of use those tools more, if that makes sense.
It does make sense, and it sounds like you're very well organized, as you look at that. At least it sounds like it anyway.
I have to remind myself. Luckily, we flip the calendar page each month, and we can get back on track each month. We don't have to look at it like a whole year. We can do check-ins each month and do it that way too, shorten them up.
You mentioned your classes, and it sounds like everybody can kind of go on their own adventure then. I'm guessing that's one of the things that draws you to the class, isn't it?
Yeah. Some days, like I said, especially women and their cycles, some days we're in there feeling really strong and we'll pick up the heavy weights. And as you're in the class, you're like, all right, I was pressing these 20 pounds, I'm going to go down to 15s because she does reps, you know. So you're like, all right, that was really heavy that time. I'm going to do less next. And it really, and Lydia is just such an amazing guide. And yeah, we're really lucky to have her there. I'm so grateful.
Do you use the pool from time to time?
Not so much the pool as the sauna. Usually I try to make a good habit of finishing up my workout and heading into the sauna, and I'll stretch in there. I'll put my legs even up on the wall to get the blood to circulate down. And if I have really tense muscles, I'll head into the hot tub and maybe switch back and forth to really loosen up muscles that I just worked. Shower off, and I'm ready to just go have dinner and be with my people.
Yeah, for your next adventure. What does Simon's Recreation Complex mean to you, Mary Rose?
Well, what does it mean to me? It's more of who they show up as to me. They show up as a facility that is very welcoming. Everyone, they're so kind, and it's so affordable. They want people to be there. They want people to live a healthy lifestyle. They want to be welcoming. And I think it's just such an amazing part of our community. And I really do hope more people are interested in signing up and seeing what they have to offer and seeing how it works for them. Like I said, I'm not a gym rat, but because of the workout classes and learning the moves and different things from Lydia, it has encouraged me and inspired me to go in then on my own and do some similar work or different band workouts. Sarah knows what I'm talking about with the band workouts. Like, she'll bring out the band sometimes. We're all like, oh boy. But doing some of those pieces that are rotated through her workouts on my own. You're learning. You're learning from an instructor. And yeah, it's them providing a really wonderful, inviting, friendly, and supportive, healthy space within our community, and that's really beautiful.
Do you have plans, like when you work out, do you take a couple of days off a week, or what's your schedule like?
Well, as you've just experienced, my schedule can turn in a minute, and I definitely try to make Lydia's classes her 5:30 p.m. Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then what I'd like to get, speaking of New Year's resolutions, what I'd like to get in the habit of is the other 3 days of the week, getting up in the morning and doing my own workout. But I don't go heavy. So, you know, you should take time off if you're lifting around heavy weights and letting those muscles heal. I'm really just maintaining. I'm not looking to lose weight. I'm not looking to bulk up. I'm just maintaining. So for me to go in, you know, on a daily for an hour and do different things isn't, you know, I don't need my muscles to heal. But I feel like that's something that Lydia could help folks with too.
So I talked to Sarah about when we started the program this morning. You know, we're very fortunate for a community of this area and this size to have a complex like Simon's, aren't we?
Absolutely.
And we hope that a lot of people hearing this, maybe they're making a resolution, and maybe they'll sign up for classes or just go out and visit and see what they have to offer. Anything else that you'd like to add, Mary Rose?
I think I've said I didn't plan for anything. I didn't expect anything, but I did want to, since I was reached out, just encourage people, just go try it out. Like I said, it's so wonderfully cost efficient that just trying it. And, oh, I would like to say one more thing. An accountability buddy can make such great success. If there's another friend that might start wanting to work out too, bring a friend to the workout class and then learn some things together, and then maybe go find a time that you both can go in together on the days that there's not a group fitness class. And, you know, having an accountability buddy is something that could make it more successful for people who are doubting, you know, making it a New Year's resolution and already doubting themselves. Because I think we do that, right? Mm-hmm. We're like, okay, I really want to do this, but can I? And if you have somebody, you know, there with you and really holding each other accountable, it can be helpful.
Indeed. Good. Well, thanks for stepping forward and talking with us today on the morning show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Mary Rose Bailey joining us, talking about her experience with Simon's Recreation Complex on today's morning show. Well, Sarah, we heard firsthand from Mary Rose, and again, that's someone that you probably didn't know until you saw them at Simon's, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, she's a good accountability buddy.
I bet she is.
Yeah, absolutely.
But in all seriousness, that's a positive thing where maybe you're not feeling it today, but one of your friends says, come on, let's do this, and then afterwards you're so grateful, right?
Indeed.
And we talked about some of the classes that she is in. And it's interesting, you know, I guess one of the first things I think about with Simons is the pool. But a lot of folks, not necessarily, that's not the first thing they think of.
Not necessarily. I mean, there's something for everyone. There really is. It's great.
Anything else you'd like to add this morning, Sarah?
Come check us out. It's a great place. There's something for everyone. And the price is right. Can't be beat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. So, and you're getting all ready for Triviathon, which we're playing tomorrow night.
Yeah, who isn't?
You're all fired up for that.
And, very much.
You know, I think the Simons gives you good brain health, too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So you should be ready to roll.
Yeah.
Did you help out with Triviathon when you were in high school?
I was never approached to do it. If I had, I would have. Mr. Thede.
Thanks
for asking.
Were you on student council?
My senior year, I was.
Okay. Yeah so you would have been.
I could have, but that's
student
okay.
Student council used to come help us out.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Hmm. Yeah. No, I never did in high school. You know, I mean, but now you just, at this age, you end up with so much useless information in your brain.
Exactly.
And Triviathon's a great night to get it all out.
Trying to pull it out of that brain sometimes
absolutely.
Is the hardest thing. So is there an area of expertise that you have that you're helping the team with?
Oh, brother. Don't ask me about baseball. And you have so many baseball questions, and I struggle with all of them. Maybe I can help out with, like, Richland Center history.
Ooh.
You know?
Okay.
Maybe I can do that. 80s music.
Ooh.
Yeah. That I could probably kill.
Uh-huh.
Other than that.
That's about
geography.
It.
I could do geography.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
I like that.
That's where I struggle. We used to play Trivial Pursuit, and that geography piece of the pie was the one that I could never...
Oh, that's my favorite.
You know, I'd land on that, and it would be some question about, I don't know. You know, what is that Seinfeld episode, The Moops or whatever, where the... Remember that one? The bubble boy? And
oh, yeah.
There's a misprint on the card. The Moops?
Yeah.
It's the Moors!
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I wouldn't be able to do your... I wouldn't be able to beat your daughter at Friends Trivial Pursuit either. I wouldn't know what color the teapot was either.
Yes, that's tough.
No.
I remember we had a Disney Trivial Pursuit many years ago, and it was kind of the same. It was the same thing, though. It was like, at Disney World, what is at the corner of this street and this street?
Oh,
it's like, who knows that?
No. Give me the movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, from 1970 on down. That I could probably get. But anything recent?
The classics.
Don't ask me a Frozen question. I'd fail.
Well, we hope people will sign up for Triviathon tomorrow. Yeah, there might be some that are local-oriented. There might be a baseball or two, I think.
Or two. Or
maybe.
The Cinnamon Bear.
Oh. Cinnamon Bear?
Curse the Cinnamon Bear. Oh, my goodness.
I don't know that there's one, but I don't want to give anything away.
I know.
We'll work on that. And there might even be an 80s trivia question, too.
How many teams so far?
I think we're in the 20s.
Oh, okay.
Which, that's about what we had last year.
Right.
And there's still plenty of time for people to sign up, so I hope they will.
Yeah, call in today.
647-2111. And we'll be cutting it off probably about noon tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, we got off topic a little bit.
Yep.
Always good to have you in here, Sarah.
Great. Thanks for having me, Phil. Appreciate it.
You bet. And earlier today, Mary Rose Bailey as well, talking about Simon's Recreation Complex. Thanks to Sarah Schultz. And stop out and see Mike and the gang there for a little bit more information. Get a free tour. And we plan to have more guests who have benefited from Simon's Recreation Complex on our morning show coming up in 2025.